incredibly, when pressed to explain the rationale behind this, when we met with the hospital management at Letterkenny University Hospital, that we were told that it was because of resources. The necessary staffing was never put in place. The absence of other resources never happened. Therefore, the theatre was never commissioned. We're now approaching almost two decades, and just before I took to my feet, I was thinking about the Minister for Health, who has to make a decision on this matter. He was 14 years of age when Bertie Ahern announced the new theatre in Letterkenny University Hospital. And today he is Minister for Health, and over that whole period, not one mother has had the benefit of using that theatre that the taxpayers of Donegal and elsewhere spent a lot of money in creating. So the question we have is, why is this happening and when will it be put right? It's neglect of a part of a country which has been neglected time and time again. It is unbelievable to think that while lists grow in Donegal and demand for operations and procedures are at an all-time high, that the hospital has a purpose-built maternity theatre. We're asking for action, and on behalf of the women in Donegal and the children yet to be born in Donegal, we're asking for the Minister for action on this issue. Cormaigad.
It's more than for the women and the children and the fathers of these children into the future, but it's also for the general well-being and health of the general population of Donegal. And we can eliminate the waiting list. It's something that can be achieved, I believe. It does afford us an opportunity in the department to get our officials to go back to the HSE and to work with the SAILTA group to try and refocus efforts to get this commissioned and get it utilised today before tomorrow, sooner rather than later.